بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن المستورد بن شداد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم أصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع. رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned that this dunya, this world, in comparison with the hereafter, the akhirah, is like one of you dipping his finger in the huge ocean and then removing it and seeing how much of water is still clinging onto his finger. This is the example, the comparison between this dunya and the hereafter. A man places his finger into the huge ocean, and then when he removes it, that amount of water that remains on his fingertip, that is equivalent to this dunya, and the huge ocean is like the akhirah. So this is just for an example for us to understand the difference between this dunya and the akhirah. In reality, there is no real comparison, because the akhirah, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned, is khayrun wa abqa, is better and everlasting. And dunya is faniya. Dunya will come to an end. Now imagine going to the ocean and dipping our finger right in the middle of the ocean and removing it and see how much of water is on our finger. Absolutely nothing. This negligible amount, that is actually what the example has been given as the dunya being in this being the dunya, and the whole ocean is the akhirat. The next hadith also is very similar for us to understand how weak the dunya is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how insignificant it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بالسوق والناس كنفتيه. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله was going past the bazaar, and the Sahaba, the people were around him on either side. فمر بجد أسك ميت. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم then went past by a little baby goat, a kid, which was dead and the ears were cut off. So picture this, envision this, visualize this goat. It is dead, first of all. And it's not even a big goat, it's a baby goat, it's a kid. And the ears are all cut off. فَتَنَاوَلَهُ فَأَخَذَ بِإِذُنِهِ. Rasulullah then picked up this goat by its ears. ثُمَّ قَالَ. Then he asked the Sahaba, أَيُّكُمْ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا لَهُ بِدِرْهَمٍ. Which one of you is prepared to purchase this dead goat just for one dirham, like one penny? فَقَالُوا مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ وَمَا نَسْدَعُ بِهِ. Sahaba said, we won't even desire to have it for free. What will we do with this type of animal which is dead, and it's a kid, ears are all cut off, it has got a defect in it. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَتُحِبُّونَ أَنَّهُ لَكُمْ. So Sahaba said, we're not prepared to pay anything for it. So then Rasulullah said, would you like to get it for free? قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَ حَيًّا كَانَ عَيْبًا. The Sahaba then said, O Messenger of Allah, by Allah's qasam, even if this animal was alive, then too it would have been defective. إِنَّهُ أَسَكُّ. It has ears which are cut off, or very small ears. The word أَسَكُّ means either the ears are cut off or very small ears. فَكَيْفَ وَهُوَ مَيِّتٌ. If this is the condition, if the goat was alive, it would be defective. Imagine now when it is dead, it's carrion. It's no benefit for us. فَقَالَ نَبِيَ كَرِيمٌ. Then explained to the Sahaba, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ أَلَّهَ قَسَمْ لَلْدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah's qasam, this world is more insignificant in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than this kid is to you. Now imagine how insignificant and lowly this animal is. Absolutely of no benefit whatsoever. This is example Rasulullah has given in this hadith of this dunya compared to the akhirat. Of course, this is the example that's given in this hadith about the dunya, like a dead animal which is defective, of no benefit whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala give us the haqiqat, the reality of dunya. As mentioned in the beginning of this chapter, several verses, about 7-8 verses, explaining to us what is the reality of this dunya, and the same dunya which we are hankering after, we are clinging on to, we've got such love for it, not realizing that this dunya is faniya, it is zaila, it is going to be come to an end, it's going to be destroyed, and we are all proceeding to the akhirat, and this akhirat is not going to be for 1 day or 2 days, it is perpetual. We're going to live there forever and ever and ever. And therefore a person says, imagine a person has two homes, and one home is full of cobwebs, scorpions, snakes, there's dung there, there's urine, there's blood there, animals are all dead there, very stinky and foul smell coming out from that house. Another house, absolutely beautiful, the best type of carpets and curtains, and everything looking so beautiful there. And somebody asks the person, which of these two houses you are going to remain forever? So he says, the first one, the one which has got, is full of scorpions, the one which has got a stenchy, foul smell coming out. And the other house, which is so beautiful, he says, I do not know how long I'm going to live there. Maybe 1 or 2 days or just a few years. So won't this person be regarded as a fool? Imagine this is what you're doing to your akhirat. And instead of making your akhirat decorative by doing good a'mal and receiving sawab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are destroying our akhirat and neglecting our akhirat. And what we are doing in this dunya, we're just beautifying it and trying to make our dunya more and more comfortable in the expense of our akhirat. May Allah give us the true understanding to prepare for the akhirat. Remember, wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Akhirat is far better than this dunya, and the akhirat is everlasting. May Allah give us understanding of making amal wa akhir dhaman. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah.